This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Across the western United States, the traditional wildfire season is just around the corner. In the last decade, large and destructive fires have been so frequent, it's easy to lose track of the names unless you lived through it. One of these disasters was the Creek Fire, which ignited in Central California over Labor Day weekend 2020 and burned for months. News reports pegged the cost of the response at more than $500 million. From KVPR in Fresno, Carrie Klein has the story of how Creek Fire survivors are moving forward.
When the Creek Fire ignited in September 2020 in the mountains outside Fresno, it engulfed 36,000 acres in just a day. It was immediately national news.
But nowhere are things more dire than outside of Fresno, where what's being called the Creek Fire exploded so quickly it's being described as in a class by itself.
In that wild first day, the fire trapped hundreds of people at a campground. All of them survived, with stories of incredible heroism and narrow escapes. Liz Lawrence's story involves a car crash. She was speeding away from the fire with her two daughters, who were 9 and 11. Then she careened her Chevy Yukon into a gate.
I remember the window shattering on me, and then it was this instant heat. We were completely, except for on the passenger side, completely surrounded by flames.
Two of their doors were pinned shut. They managed to scramble out and flee on foot. The fire singed their arms and faces, but they made it to safety at Mammoth Pool Reservoir, a nearby lake. That's where they and nearly 250 other campers were eventually rescued by National Guard helicopters. 3 years later, Lawrence is still amazed.
Why did we survive that? Why did we make it out of there? Like, there's no reason we should have survived that crash.
Lawrence and her daughters have been recovering with the help of counseling and journaling. They also adopted a therapy dog. For other survivors, part of healing has come from reuniting with their rescuers.
Thank you for showing up. I just want to make a couple small introductions and I'm going to turn.
On the third anniversary of the dramatic rescue, an Army association held a barbecue in Fresno to honor the National Guard soldiers who flew those helicopters. The pilots made 6 trips through thick smoke late at night to save everyone. Around 70 survivors showed up to thank them, including Carla Carcamo, who drove 3 hours from Los Angeles. During the fire, she was safe at the lake, but her younger brother, sister, and cousins were hiking in the woods, and their family lost track of them. Mercifully, they survived, but with severe burns. She said she's still haunted by the trauma of those uncertain hours.
Maybe like 2 weeks ago, I just cried on the way to work.
Nori Zeladon, also from L.A., was airlifted out with her husband and baby girl, who's now 4. Zeladon says her daughter doesn't remember the fire, but they've told her the story.
I showed her videos, and she was just surprised. She couldn't believe it. She's like, wow, like, and she said she wants to say thank you to the pilots.
Raul Reyes drove 6 hours from Las Vegas to meet his rescuers, because survival wasn't just about him and his wife. A year and a half ago, they had a baby girl.
Oh, it's amazing. That's another blessing in itself.
In the years since the Creek Fire, Reyes's family and their friends decided to take their big camping trips where they felt safer, near the ocean, away from dense forests. But they may be ready to go back to Mammoth Pool this fall. Liz Lawrence, the woman who fled on foot with her daughters, also hopes to bring her family back to the lake this summer. Today, she's sitting in a prayer garden near the Fresno church where she teaches preschool. She likes to take her lunch breaks here and sometimes reflects on the fire. She thinks it actually brought her and her daughters closer together.
Everybody's like, you and your girls just get each other in a different way. I'm like, well, we've kind of been through some scary stuff, guys.
She now wears that mother-daughter bond on her arm. She has a tattoo of 3 elephants. The biggest is leading the smaller ones, guiding them wherever life takes them next. In Fresno, I'm Carrie Klein for Marketplace.